This what happen when them titans meet. Why you? You what happen when them peons eat. Wanna be Zach Morris's when they all screech. Say they ride until you threaten they peace. I hate niggas, go to sleep on all white thousand.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 69. Oh, we getting nasty. We not really getting nasty, but I just realized it is episode number 69. L Boogie, and to the left of me we got
Yo Boy Brother Jay.
Yeah, yay. L Boogie, these bright lights though, can we dim those? We was talking about, you know, how bright it be up in here sometimes.
Right,
well,
especially in such an episode as this. This particular number, you got to dim it a little bit.
Baby, please come close.
Right.
What was that rapper Big Pooh that we came into? Is that a new joint, Brother Jay?
Yeah, that is. It's off his new project called RPM, I believe, and that particular joint is called Burn. That's dope, right?
Yeah, that's dope. How you feeling, Brother Jay?
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm glad to get through the prior week and into this current week, and I'm blessed and.
Anything you have going on that you want to share or that you got through?
Got through. Well,
if you want.
Well, you know.
No? Okay. It's okay.
It was unforeseen circumstances this last week, but I was able to navigate through it, and still I believe I'm awaiting my way through some feelings about it.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with being human and making your way through some feelings.
right. No, it was some highs and some lows, is able to make my way through. There's sacrifices, all that wonderful stuff, and as life does, you know, life gives you curveballs, and you get through it. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you could relate. Sometimes there's seasons in your life where you know you plan to go left, and you get this fork in the road, and you have to sort of take the scenic route.
Right.
To get
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
You know,
how was your, you know, if, oh, well, yeah, nah, you know, I was gonna veer to sports or something, you know, like my Bears won or something. But
you can talk about sports all you want. I just sit here and listen.
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. I haven't been following football. That's super tough. I mean, okay. I have, but I haven't, because you know, just the whole Kaepernick thing and just some bad taste in your mouth amongst how the sport and the owners feel about people of color. Sure. But although that's a whole different, you know, conversation altogether. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, people that own teams really ain't in it for the passion of the sport. It's truly a financial vehicle for them.
I know.
So from a fan's point of view, you're not looking at it the same way an owner is. And,
right.
And that's a tough reality to chew on sometimes if you're going to be a fan of such product, you know, that's been part of the American tradition for years. But yeah. How was your
L Boogie is keeping the shot glasses full.
He is, you know, because like I might delve back into last week and open up and everything.
That's what he wants. We're drinking some apple whiskey.
That is great tasting stuff.
It is good for the season, isn't it? And the season is it's less than a week away from Christmas, and it doesn't even feel like Christmas to me. I found myself trying to get in the spirit, and then I did for a day, and then I fell out of the spirit, and then I was like, oh, I guess I gotta buy some gifts.
Right.
You know, and we talk about it all the time. It's not all about gifts.
True.
But if you have any, you know, kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, anything, looking for gifts.
Geez,
They might text message you their Christmas list.
Right.
Like I got.
Right. These days.
You might get a little something.
These days, you know, in each cycle or generation, you know, you got name brand in particular, maybe clothes or shoes or, you know, that starts to become all part of that list.
You know, honestly, though, Kalia, she's pretty easy. She don't ask for a lot. I mean, she does like certain name brands, but they be like Adidas and Vans, and Converse. Okay, yeah. You know, she's easy.
Yeah, so. Getting to a place where I have a couple nieces and nephews that they ain't asking yet, but I'm sure they might be looking for a LeBron.
Oh, they expecting some, the yeah, they, some you know, with some shit.
Some
they,
grown
and Uncle Brother
triple
Jay.
Triple digit.
They be like, Uncle Brother Jay, I know you be working all the time, so I know you can be something.
Right, you on TV on the mic sometimes.
I be hear you on the radio.
Right.
Don't front, but Uncle Brother Jay.
No, you got you the bread.
Like they call you Uncle Brother Jay. Don't right. have me meet your nieces and nephews. I'm going to have them call right. you Uncle Brother Jay.
Yeah, so, it trips me out when I hear the uncle word. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I am an uncle. That's right. For a certain...
I've been an auntie since I was... 6 or 7 years old.
So know. It's like it's sort of like so, second nature.
Pretty much. Yeah, they got kids and shit. So
yeah.
My nieces and nephews. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild.
I just
that's
really
wild.
Thought about how old I am. But yeah, all them niggas don't get gifts from me because I can't afford all of that. That's
right.
a lot.
I mean,
that's
hey.
A lot of spending. You know, like you start to narrow it down over the years when you come from a big family.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we used to really try to like, you know, get gifts for everybody, even if it was a little something. But now,
right.
nah.
Right.
We don't do all that. Like, I'll give you a plate if I see you. Right. That's what I do. I give
yeah.
away food.
Yeah, it'd be like a nice, you know, here's the tradition. And, you know, at the same time, you know, depending on the value system, you know, you're giving and loving throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, it's, and if you want to go deeper from a, I guess, you know, one spiritual aspect, you know, this is, you know, really the birth date of, you know, the Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, this is and this is when he was born and, you know, paid a price for all of humanity. So when we mess up, if and when we mess up, he really, you know, sacrificed the sins of that so that we would live and have eternal life. So what a wonderful idea or truth or wherever you're sitting at in that belief system, you know, of what it's truly about. So, and that don't cost a penny, you know.
Sure doesn't.
But, you know, it try telling that to a 13, 14, 15 year old.
Right. They like, but I need some shoes.
I understand it's Jesus' birthday and all, but
you know. I need some shoes.
Right.
What your kids ask for, Christopher Terrell? For Christmas. I don't really laugh. What you mean you don't know? You mean hitting up the after Christmas sales? Ain't nothing wrong, shoot. Ain't nothing wrong. You gotta do what you gotta do.
What's on your Christmas list?
Mine?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a Christmas list.
Ah.
Me and Boogie said we weren't gonna exchange gifts this year. We say that every year. It's funny because Kalia was like, y'all always say that. And then every year you guys give each other something. But I don't know. We might really try to stick to it, do something at the new year or something.
Yeah,
but
I get it. I mean, you know, because it is more of a commercialized idea.
It is. And I mean, if I was to ask for something, it would be for books. It would be for some kind of kitchen tools or like a nice knife or something. You know,
yeah,
not really too much.
Weird.
I don't need a robe. Contrary to Christopher Terrell's belief that I need a robe, I have like three of them things. I just prefer to wrap up in a blanket. I just always do.
You're like, I'm gonna get you a robe because I always walk around with my blanket.
I don't need no robe. I need my blanket. So you know, I didn't really have a whole lot on the docket for tonight. I wanted to talk a little bit about music from the year, but there were so many artists that put out music that I just like started looking through some of our past show notes and stuff, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of people. But if I had to pick who I think was like my top artist or number one just based on what he did for the year, would probably be Drake.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
That's what
name.
I was thinking. From God's Plan to Nice for What to In My Feelings and all of that stuff with Pusha T and Kanye,
right.
And all of that. But he's still, you know, still killing them.
I agree.
That would be my choice. Would you agree?
I definitely would agree. He stayed hot. He stayed creative. breath of fresh air. There's a lot of good MCs out there, but it's rare when they get that kind of commercial marketing or look to wear a mask. Can really just be like, yeah, I get that. That's what's up. It's like rhythmic, it's clever, and it's just a whole bunch of things, you know. So he was definitely one of them artists.
And also features too. I mean, because he was on that Travis Scott song that was big, that Sicko Mode.
Yeah.
You know, Travis Scott was out here recently.
Yeah, sure was.
Cassandra
sure
was trying to go to that concert, but then she was like, "Mom, them tickets are." They were a lot more than the Holiday Jam concert tickets.
Wow, yeah. Sometimes you get a different, you know, a different thing. And, you know, in today's market, if it's that arena, which it was, wasn't it? Is it Travis Scott at Golden One?
He was at Golden One.
Yeah, sometimes
I think
that
like the upper seats was like 200.
Wow, yeah. Come on, Travis.
Yeah.
Word.
Because I guess he's been, I mean, I don't really follow and pay attention a whole lot to Billboard and how many weeks songs have been number one and stuff. From what I heard, though, Travis Scott stayed like at the top of Billboard for many weeks.
Okay.
So that's why he was able to charge that. And I guess he had like a whole, what did he have at his concert that somebody was trying to sue him for, like the carousel or something that he had on his stage. Did you hear about that?
No.
Let me look that up. I heard about that like a couple weeks ago.
So his stage show was pretty, well, I guess, you know, whenever it's an arena, you know, kind of a tour show, then I would imagine the production behind that, you know, there's a little bit of a budget. So a carousel, though?
Yeah, I mean, well, I believe that's one of the tracks from his album. That's a song off his album. It's called Carousel. Okay. But somebody, and I can't remember who was the artist, like years ago, who got upset because he's like, "Oh, you stole that from me." And Travis Scott probably didn't even know nothing about this cat having a carousel in his concert because it was so many years ago.
Yeah.
Dang, I can't even remember who it was.
We can circle back around. It's no thing.
Yeah.
But shout out to Travis Scott for, you know, just being hot like that. I still don't. Yeah, damn, 200 for the upper deck.
Yes, oh. Two bills.
Some Jay-Z Beyonce prices, and even in that, I think, come on, y'all, I'm gonna need them to calm down with the stadium price. You know, I know you're in the stadium and everything, but come on.
Right.
The car payments here.
Oh, well. I'm not going to worry about that right now. If I figure it out, I'll come back to y'all with that one.
Nonetheless, good year for music, and a lot of people was dropping, like you were saying. So it's like,
okay, a few people that I jotted down, and I hadn't even put a dent in the list, but Ella May, Her, Anderson .Paak.
Wow.
J. Cole.
Hot.
Childish Gambino. Hot. Said Travis Scott.
Yep.
Can't forget about that Black Panther soundtrack.
Yep.
Man, that was hot. Tyga. And that damn song that ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
That used to get stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yep.
Cardi B. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Kanye, even though I didn't really care for too much. What?
Yeah, he didn't tour it. I think he knows that too.
Tiana Taylor, however,
that's
I love
that new little record that, right now.
You're gonna love me.
Yeah.
You're gonna wanna hug me.
Yeah, that's a new little anthem right now.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, that video hot with
Ghostface. Ghostface and Method.
I'm rocking with that.
Man,
I'm rocking with that. That's the record right now.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
that's the record right now.
Yeah,
Tiana Taylor doing that.
Heck yeah.
Who's that? Who's that with her? Mon Shumpert or somebody? Or who with her?
I can't remember.
Well, shout out to that brother.
Name. But I mean, they're married and have a daughter.
Yeah.
I just
can't
remember the dude's name. Shumpert.
Amani or something like that.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
She got a hot situation right there. She doing it right there.
Who else was on here? Lil Wayne, Meek Mill, XXX, rest in peace to him.
RIP.
Tory Lanez, Daniel Caesar.
I was just seeing this Tory Lanez battle with this other cat, Joyner Lucas.
Yeah. Oh, Jacquees, the king of R&B.
Oh, Lord.
I guess he had something with Keith Sweat. Like, I didn't read it. Did you?
But then it was backstage. It was actually on video where he walked up and was like, yeah, this was the king of R&B for the other era, something weird. You know, I'm the king of R&B, 16 to 26.
King.
And Keith Sweat said something like, I'm the king of getting that bag or something like that. but they even came together later on because Big Tigger, he was like a radio personality for that particular station. And he had him and Tank all there. And he was like, yeah, I was really just talking about I'm the king of getting that bag. And he came up talking about this, that, the third. And it was a misunderstanding, so I'm going to need an apology, young fella.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I apologize, but I was just saying. And but yeah, it's... While we're on that topic, I mean, what's your thoughts about that? Did we talked about that before?
We did talk about it.
But, and is it still hot in the news right now?
It is still hot in the news, and I still feel like the brother was trolling, and it worked.
Yep.
He know he ain't the king R&B.
Right. I think you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
He was trolling, and it worked.
Because
you have no hits. He'll be in SAC February. He's at Ace of Spades.
At Ace of Spades.
He's coming to Ace of Spades.
Okay.
But yeah, no. You got a buzz.
Yeah.
And he's with Young Money. Is he? Or he's with somebody. Cash Money. So that tells me there's a budget out there, and this is part of your campaign.
Yeah.
And it's working. This is part of your campaign.
It works every time. Trolls are they know what the fuck to do to get you talking.
Right.
Whether or not it's positive or negative, you're talking.
Right. And one of the troll things, the pattern I see in some of the trolling behavior amongst some of the younger artists is because I see him doing this a little bit too. And Tekashi 6ix9ine, he was doing some of this.
Mm-hmm.
You already sort of have this analytical talking points ready to go. I'm the hot most streaming this.
Right.
I done sold out more garage band arenas.
Yeah.
I got more double dutch competition appearances.
All that. Yeah.
So where you already got your analytical talking points to try to stack some kind of imaginary case for yourself. And so,
did we talk about the Kodak Black?
Oh no!
April? Actually, we didn't because it was
serious.
After the last time we recorded. It was right after that.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did see a piece of this backlash.
How do you feel about the whole thing, man?
In retrospect, listening to some of these other cats that sort of getting that Ebro right now,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think of it in the way they was talking, but at the same time, I sort of think I felt where Ebro was coming from a little bit too. I know mm-hmm. he was a little harsh on them in terms of, hey, this is serious, and I don't care if you feeling some kind of way, you seem sort of upset, but. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if this is a live case and you can't speak on it, yeah, leave that alone. In retrospect,
right.
I mean, on one end,
right.
You want to, maybe you're feeling some kind of way because the climate of business being done from the artist relationship to radio relationship is really this controversy and this sort of lightweight level of disrespect almost.
But don't you feel like that I mean, and I don't know if Kodak has a PR person or people that could have talked to them at the station, like, okay, these questions are off limits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where's that part? Because then at that moment Ebro could have been like, oh, well, I planned on talking about that, so that's a deal breaker for me if I can't bring that up. And then there would have been no interview.
Right.
Right.
That, absolutely. And that's, I hate to say it this way, but that's an old school of
that don't
having
an no
artist.
More?
I think it does, but I think at a certain level, and I think, unfortunately, for Kodak Black, there wasn't a team in place to sort of where that type of appearance wasn't canned. Question and answer, a Q&A.
How come Birdman didn't tell him to go up in there and tell him to put some respect on your name? All three of them.
Three of them.
All three of them. Laura.
Ebro.
But yeah, that's a great point. And that's what I definitely, what should have happened is there was at least a scripted, you know, interview to be able to give. If from the beginning you don't allow Kodak Black to do much interviews anyway, especially with the nature and the seriousness
right.
of those charges, and him having to get through that and not jeopardizing anything in terms of his character while trying to push his project and do what he, you know, is required to do as an artist.
Because he just dropped a new album, so that's the reason why he was even out there doing the interviews.
Right.
But I just don't see how, like, that just wasn't discussed beforehand, that we ain't talking about that. Especially because, I mean, Ebro already feels very strongly about that, which, like, I respect that, like, and appreciate that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the cat hasn't been found guilty of it yet. It's just like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Or don't do the interview at all. That's how I felt about it. But, you know, I've seen a lot of cats going in on Ebro, and I also saw a lot of cats that were like, nah. No, I respect what, you know, Ebro was talking about.
Right.
So
did you see a post with Trick Daddy?
No, I heard something about Trick Daddy having to say something about Ebro, but I didn't see it.
And you're saying that's his dude, and how dare you when I'm here for
and
all
Kodak
the smoke.
Kodak is his dude. Oh, he was
he
like,
said, I'm here
Ebro
for all the smoke. Word, might, word was out that he might even send some goons.
What?
To see Ebro.
Oh, no. Damn.
Ebro came back on, and he sort of readdressed some stuff. And I don't know if I want to say he sort of walked back some of his comment, but.
Really?
He did further explain, sort of. How on one end he ain't trying to make it seem like a certain kind of way, but you know he is serious about the matter and everything. It was interesting. It was interesting, but yeah.
Right.
I
don't know. See, I feel like okay. Say we know a cat. Say we get to the point where we're doing some interviews and shit, just like really doing some interviews.
Right.
Would you have a problem with interviewing someone that just like everything that they was about you were against? Would you feel like, okay, let's just go ahead and push this interview and I'll try not to address those things? Or would you feel like, I feel so strongly about this that I can't not bring it up, so either I'm gonna bring it up or I can't do the interview? How do you think you would feel?
Maybe I'd be different if I was alive in the situation. I would like to believe I would stay away from it personally.
I mean, I kind of feel like that too.
It's a court of law, and it's just that's your freedom and your livelihood. Right. I don't want to play with that in any kind of way,
right.
or be involved or a tool or some kind of whatever for someone to twist the words or twist what we did or what I did with you in this interview and you being able to speak to it.
Because did you see afterwards, a few days later, I believe, he went on the Breakfast Club and they all wore ski masks to make him feel comfortable? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I saw part of it. I didn't see the whole thing. But they made him completely comfortable and talked about everything he wanted to talk about and his album and all these things. And I was just like, wow, like they went, I mean, I don't know, but it kind of seemed like that they were like, oh, Ebro fucked up. We gotta make him extra comfortable. He's gonna love being on the Breakfast Club. Right. I mean, I could be wrong.
Wow, I'm gonna have to
but
check that one
yeah,
out.
You gotta check. You gotta check it out. But that shit, I would just stay away from. Just keep it about the music. I know that's hard to do, like you said, especially like what's going on right now. But
yeah.
Well, damn. Shoot.
Bananas.
Did you hear about what is his? So Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live, used to date Ariana Grande.
Last I'd heard was one of the jokes he threw out about her turning him down, his proposal.
His proposal. Okay. Yes. Well, a few days ago he posted on social media like a suicidal post.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
I seen his face come up, but I'm like,
Yeah, he said something to the effect like that he doesn't want to be here anymore.
What? Come on,
and
man.
And when Ariana Grande tried to reach out to him, he didn't want to talk to her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a few days ago.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know,
it was an Instagram post
first, let me first say prayers out to him.
And, right.
In the circle around him. I don't want to ever take anyone's life for granted, regardless of what it may appear to be from a distance. You
right.
know, so prayers to him, and I hope that he gets the peace of mind, the help he needs to see the beauty in life, and help him. You know, I hope he just doesn't feel he's reached the pinnacle of
right.
understanding. Because yeah, access, popularity, money, that can maybe change your perspective on things. And yeah. I don't know. Do you think it's life, just the lifestyle, or do you think the breakup with Ariana
you know,
Grande is?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I know that people are already kind of blaming her for Mac Miller and his overdose, and people are saying things to her about Pete Davidson or about her on social media, like
wow.
it's her fault. So
wow.
that's not cool. I mean, you know, there's some demons there. There's some things
definitely.
Being battled.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it was crazy because, like, in the midst of all of that, I guess on social media,
yeah.
Kanye was he was tweeting at Drake basically without adding Drake. Because he finally took some time to listen to some songs and hear some stuff that Drake was saying about him.
Yeah.
And on that Sicko Mode song, he was like realizing that it was a diss to him and started freaking out on Twitter. Did you hear
no.
about this?
No.
And so he's like just going tweet crazy about it and just like spooked like Drake is gonna like send somebody after him. And then after that, Ariana Grande was like, I know you guys are you know paying attention to this back and forth between these dudes, but don't forget that I have a single coming out and somebody else too. And so then Kanye got mad and said something back to her like, don't take this time to try to promote your music. Yeah,
funny.
Yeah. Was, so they had funny. their little spat. But man, I hate how everything is just like on social media now, like just everything.
Yeah, you know.
All the feelings and emotions and everything. And just bleh.
Right. It's a lot. I mean, there's a lot out there. There's a, you know, I just hollering at a buddy of mine. They're really getting deep into the blog side of the game. And they were showing me these different blogger personalities and
yeah.
the beefs they get into. And they think they may want to try blogging. And, you know, I say go for it, but I think it's really because they
blogging,
just...
Blogging, like, just about celebrity
yeah.
ongoings?
Yeah, because yeah. I can't even think of this chick's name because I don't follow any bloggers, but she got, you know, Offset and, what's her name? Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cardi B then got into it with some blogger chick.
For real?
Yes.
Since, of the stuff she was, since the whole Offset, like, you know, forgive me.
Yeah.
Busting the up at her show
yeah.
and stuff.
Yep. And there's this defamation of character.
Oh, wow.
Fraudulent lawsuit back and forth and that's going between them two. And it's interesting. The internet will really create all these other elements. And it's,
what do you think about that? About the Offset and Cardi B thing. So did you hear why she's like, I'm done? Like, what was the final straw? Did you hear what it was?
I did not. What I'm thinking is, did he have a threesome or did something
he,
with this
he was,
one
he was
chick?
He was setting it up. He was setting up a threesome. They're like, I'll fly you and her out here. And wah, wah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it was. And,
okay.
You know, and he
was well, she intercept
time.
She intercepted the info? Or?
I believe so, somehow. I don't know if she ended up reading the messages or whatever.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But
okay.
That just had to be the icing on the cake because they could been cheating.
They married, right?
They're married.
And got a kid.
And have a baby.
Girl.
Little baby girl. But she's like, she's tired. And it's just a lot of stuff that I see online is like, oh, take him back, forgive him, don't get rid of him for that. And what do you, how you feel about that?
Oh yeah, that's bananas. You know, life I believe is odd enough or interesting enough as it is being recording artists,
right.
And for them to be where they are at in their career, they have obligations right now.
Right.
A lot, and it's tough. It's a true grind, and you respect that more just from hindsight and just seeing where, you know, the demand that puts on you. You have touring, you have interviews, you have photo sessions, and it's just over and over again, and rehearsals and recording and new songs and TV appearances, and it doesn't stop.
They've been together only for like what, a year, a little over a year. I mean, I just like,
right, and they're just now, keep truth be told, is getting acclimated to the kind of schedule that comes with
the whole life,
right? That level of success, or if not, I want to say successfully, that level of popularity,
right.
you gotta sort of keep feeding the machine now,
right,
to stay in that realm of popularity,
right?
So, you know, you're obligated to a lot, and so it's a lot for them. That's
do you think she should forgive him?
No.
No. I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I'm
surprised to hear you say that. Almost like all the men, from what I've been reading, have been like, oh, forgive him. And then all the women have been like, you know, she put up with bullshit for long enough. Why are you telling her to
I say maybe not, you know. Maybe go to some kind of counseling or something. Just, I mean, because that setting up a threesome, let's talk about that real quick. let's walk through that.
This cat is young, man.
They are young.
This cat is young.
And, you know, but he's marrying her and the baby and all that. I mean, really, we shouldn't know marriages that quick in the game? How long they been married?
Has it even been a year? I don't know. They kind of.
If it ain't been a year, I say this: get an annulment.
it probably has been a year.
Get an annulment. You guys have a child together. If you're really, really, really ready, later down the line, then do that. You know, other than that, parent the child, because they are young, and it's like, I mean, don't mess over the institutional marriage like that.
Right.
You know. You know, and yeah, because you know me, and I get why you say, oh, you're surprised when you say that, because really I am forgiving, and I've forgiven for all that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I
don't know. They move fast on all of the shit throughout the excitement and everything, and you know, their popularity, their fame increasing at the same time. Like, that's a high in itself. So both these high motherfuckers get together, just, oh, I'm so excited, and just your music, it's my music,
right.
And just like they was getting it popping and celebrating that shit, celebrating money and fame, and and then, oh, I'm pregnant.
You know?
I was just like, well,
maybe we should get married.
Maybe she gets, okay, let's get married. You know, but they're young though.
They are, and it's like, because of that, can she forgive him? But in terms of just taking him back, you know,
I think that she's already like forgiven him so many times that she's just like,
right. It's like, if he just like just doing it to be doing it. I mean, I ain't saying she the best chick in the world, but she ain't ugly like that either. You're like, go, you know, do your thing.
He ain't gonna find another Cardi B.
Nah.
He won't.
Do your thing.
He won't.
You ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah.
Been a guy or a girl, if you know you halfway decent looking, why the hell you gonna sit here and just,
if you're a halfway decent person,
right, just get messed over just for the sake of the good? No.
Far beyond the looks though, when you're like on top of your shit and making money like that, come on. She'll find another offset before he find another Cardi B.
Right, indeed.
She will.
Indeed.
She will.
And in the end, I mean, you want someone that's just fully down for you in any way, you know. Not to be all the way spiritual, but, you know, somewhere in the scripture is like saying how beauty fades.
But the beautiful soul does not. The beautiful soul lasts.
So you can't get into always just the cover. Yeah, it's just no. It'd be a distraction. And y'all can still be cool and all that, but I don't know.
Brother Che, do you be playing that Fortnite video game?
I do not.
I know Kalia has it. I was reading something about
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Being sued by Alfonso Ribeiro. Mm-hmm. And also another young cat for dances that are in the video game.
Yeah.
But now, Alfonso Ribeiro didn't really make up that dance, though, did he?
I would have to say no.
I mean,
we could go as far back as either Eddie Murphy Delirious or Eddie Murphy Raw. Mm-hmm. That type of white dance,
right, because
that
it's,
he
it's,
wants
it's
money
dance.
On, you know, because, and that's funny.
Okay, he made it popular on the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air.
Right,
no, he reintroduced it, but
and I don't know if this video game was doing the Alfonso Ribeiro version of that dance, but like he really didn't, he was not the original creator.
Right, and the nerve, right, to a degree.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, maybe their reenactment it comes from that, but yeah, for him to act like he originated it, or that's not your likeness. That's not your likeness. Well, do you recall that, or do you remember whether it was the Delirious or if it was or if it was Raw? Do you remember when Eddie Murphy is talking about white cats and it's like, yeah, it's like they can't do the spin move, but if they do this right here, and he did.
What was it in? Which one did he have the red suit on? Was it in that?
That was Delirious.
Was it Delirious?
That was Delirious. The blue or the purple leather, that was Raw.
Yeah. Shoot, I can't remember which one. There you go. Which one it was.
But yeah. So that's when I remember the first time I caught that characterization of white folks dancing was Eddie Murphy.
With a big old smile on his face.
Right. It might have been Delirious.
I feel like it was Delirious. I feel like it was.
Someone might need to hit him with that on Twitter. Like,
Alfonso, you know you ain't making that ass up, boy.
We all know that the big joke has been that's like a universal joke amongst black people.
It is.
How white people dance. That's the dance we all go to.
Anytime we imitate white people dancing, we pull out that dance.
Right, and that was way before Fresh Prince.
So I know I was doing this.
You just introduced the inside joke to America. That's all you really
He's
did.
He's a little bit too on beat when he does it, though.
right, because you know he been a brother with rhythm. He introduced when he was on the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. Dang, he was running like, what, 10 years of 10?
Something like that. Between that, Silver Spoons.
Oh, Silver Spoons. Yeah. That's right. That's where I think I first saw it. Silver Spoons.
Good old Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, that apple whiskey's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Dang, it makes y'all warm inside. I was telling Boogie about, have we ever taken you to OTP, Old Town Pizza, before?
No, you have not.
We need to take you. I'll take you.
Yeah, man. Y'all got
to. Old Town Pizza. Shout out to Teddy Brewski. He had his birthday there.
Hey, shout out. Salute.
So we've talked about Old Town Pizza like way in the beginnings, the humble beginnings of this podcast, which was, man, February. Huh. February was when we started this podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. So, OTP, I went there recently with some coworkers. There is this beer. Do you like stout?
I'm more adventurous, but yeah, no.
I'm not a big fan. However, I tried this dark one and it was kind of chocolatey and kind of coffee-y.
Okay.
And it was called Wake Me Up Before You Cocoa.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was good. It was good. You would like it. And I told Lance, I told Boogie that we need to go there. So maybe all of us and Christopher Terrell, because you see how Christopher Terrell got that nice fade. He just got his hair cut today.
Yeah, I caught it. I seen it.
Shout out to Jim. That's Boogie's barber. So now he's Christopher Terrell's barber. You see the fade? Okay. He's nice. He's nice. His shop is right next to Old Town Pizza.
Oh.
So, yeah. Maybe we could take a trip there
right.
and get some beers. Take some good journey, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did you nice, though, for the pictures. You know, Christopher Terrell has a photo shoot tomorrow.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
that's like
getting ready to promote this album and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'll make it happen.
Oh, get him. Christopher Terrell, get him. Get him.
Get these headshots right.
Yeah, man. You know, I was looking at old, like, R&B covers.
Yeah.
It was nothing but a whole bunch of headshots. Like nothing but.
Like that's how we was getting down.
Nothing but. You might catch down to like the waist, or then you got that lean that we were talking
right,
about. That.
Right, or the, right. To lay down.
To lay down. And that you knew it was going to be a fire album because you saw Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, Lionel Richie, right. All them cats used right. to like hit him with the pose.
Right, hit you with the lay down. Yeah, you should, rest you should my do, head on my arm.
You should do that for the hell of it. Christopher Terrell, you should lay down. He said, no, I ain't laying down. You send Cassandra your music?
No.
She ain't gonna listen to it tonight anyways. No, you guys, yeah, you guys gonna do some cool stuff. You gonna do some cool stuff.
We don't.
So,
we don't.
Yeah.
I say this might have to be the exclusive one hitter quitter episode where maybe we don't even do it, you know, a comeback. We just go ahead and give you the super duper deluxe episode.
No, you're right, because it's the holiday season. This may very well be the last episode of the year.
Right.
I might get with El Boogie and see what else we want to throw on this thing and stuff, because, you know, we had a nice solid year for our first, you know, efforts of podcasting.
Right.
We didn't
right.
know what the hell we was going through. And we still real free flowing with it because we just kind of chat and stuff. But I really appreciate y'all that actually like tuning in. We've got a few more subscribers as of late.
Word.
Numbers
word
are starting up. To go back up. Downloads are starting to go back up. So
word up.
Thank you for that.
Thank you much.
Yeah. Go ahead and check us out. You'll hear what I'm talking about if you go to episode number one and then you hit back to episode 16. Now you'd be like, yeah, okay, I see some growth there. We really just like was just we didn't know what we was planning on doing, and here we are,
right.
69 episodes in,
yeah.
And you know it's pretty dope. We're just on here just being ourselves and talking about things, and if y'all can relate to it, then that's great,
right?
You know,
right? I think it's dope. Maybe you know in the new year. You know, not only will it get better, but maybe we'll condense it more. Maybe it won't be as many episodes in the year because, you
I know. We started out. Man, you know what? I'm going to just like, let me go on ahead and get real with y'all real quick. In the beginning, we was trying to go so hard. We were doing two episodes a week, right? I had to be honest with myself that was more than what I can handle.
Right.
Especially when not really much time, okay, like no time is really going into like planning and stuff like that like we would like to, but we're all so busy.
Right.
So we were pushing these two shows until I was like, Boogie, we need to do one a week. So that's how we got to so many episodes in a year to begin with, because I want to say maybe it was halfway to this mark. We were doing twice weeks.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it got to be a little bit too much.
Yeah, it was
me and El Boogie be over here like trying to bite each other's heads off and stuff.
Yeah, it's a grind. And you know, but there's things out there to where, you know, and I'm not recommending that it has to be like in a kind of once a month thing or anything like that, but there's some stuff out there. I know there's some information we'll probably be mulling over where, you know, you can calendar stuff out where it's still good content and it's not as many episodes.
True.
And so, you know.
True. It's about, you know, certain topics and having things that we're talking about that you can always go back and listen to.
Yeah.
I know we throw a lot of current events in and we talk a lot about, you know, this music stuff.
Right.
Celebrities.
Right.
Anything that's happened in the news and stuff like that. That stuff is current things, but we're not limited to that. I think that's what's cool about our podcast.
Yeah.
Is that we do go over a number of different things that just are going on
yes.
In the world or we might talk about, you know, mental health, or we might talk about how you can get involved in your community.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about things that we feel
finances,
things that can help people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I'm glad for it. I'm glad for it, and I'm glad that.
And I'm glad for you, Brother Jay, because you know, we didn't know that it was going to end up being this thing where Brother Jay is like always, like he is a part of the show.
It
kind of started out like, you know, we have a guest.
I'm one of the guests.
And then Brother Jay is like solid, and he's like in there, and.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate the consideration and that I had the flexibility to weigh in and be the guest as many times as I've been able to be the guest. And so, and I enjoy it, and you know, definitely plan to try to stick around and you know, help us grow.
Yeah.
And do bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, like I said, y'all, this is probably going to be our last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
El Boogie might throw up a mix or whatnot, you know, depending on how he's feeling.
I'm going to ask for a special request that somewhere in there you put in the year countdown that comes every year with skills. Man, skills.
Oh,
you just call some skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many year reviews, and we're coming. So I can't wait to hear what the new one is. Of course, there's going to always be Uncle Murder's been around the last few years, so we're going to definitely hear Uncle Murder.
Yeah, you introduced me to those cats, and I was like, okay. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to hearing how skills summarizes 2018.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, Boogie will, you know, give a mega mix where he throws Skills and Uncle Murder, because you know that's coming.
I think I'll help be a part of putting that together with El Boogie. People don't know I'm the assistant DJ. I'm the resident DJ.
Indeed.
The program director, he calls me. Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 69 of the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ El Boogie, and
your boy Brother Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Lounge Talk. Lounge Talk.
Don't be talking for the body. I could use one too. Shots for everybody. That was a plan all along. Lance knew it all along, all the time. He was waiting for us to catch up. Hey. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Oh man, I watch a lot of stuff on my timeline, and apparently I got a lot of friends with kids and stuff, and I know that's the joint right now for anybody with kids of a certain age. Mommy shark. Daddy shark, do 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 do. Daddy shark, do 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 do. Daddy shark, do 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 do. Daddy shark. Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark.
Oh my gosh. I know that Ellie had me watching that when she was over here. Well, baby shark.
She just asked me to say.
That's what I asked, though. That's what I asked. That's what I asked.
I've been on my timeline so tough that I got friends with kids and stuff, and I come to the realization that that's one of the hits right now amongst kids right now.
Baby shark.
Yes. No, just people on the timeline like, This is one of the songs right now to where they just can't get it out their head. It's like, that's a song. And that's just one of the songs right now to where your kid is, that's their joint. Like, oh, shit. And I done heard the song so much to where I'm like, wow. And now I can't get the song out of my head. Like, right, they're winning right now.
Ellie watches that and Five Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed. You know, that's a classic.
Wow.
Next to it.
I'm the baby. That's my mommy. That's my daddy.
A week.
We're all sharks. That's my grandma.
Follow us on Instagram at The Lounge Radio. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Mrs. Ann Carter. Hit the email up, loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. Send your song submissions. Show us some love.
You know, 95, where I spend my time. Shit, I've been gone and it wasn't right. I know. Been in the field, I've been cutting deals. For you, yeah. Why you've been asking if the love is real. Got you a flight to Brazil, baby. Yeah, yes, I did. Yeah. First class, I feel, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better late than never. Yeah, let's vacation forever.
Was a Kennedy, I'd be a black Kennedy. Black car, black tux, this is black symmetry. Raised in a shot on my family from Tennessee. I remember me, Green Dilla, we was in the deep.
Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride. Riding through the city with the top down. We ain't got no ceilings to our thoughts now. It's a beautiful ride.
Let the sun grow. I rode through the jungle on the humble. Got compassion from my mother, streets from my uncle. One code of honor is to move with no drama. Know thyself, no getting money, no karma. Hold respect like the charm that I got from my mama. In the palm of my hand, it's like a land that I'm fond of. A calm dove, line love, the black Dalai Lama of. Feed the masses with two fists for one love. The sum of all pieces. Release new releases to release us from the beasts. The thesis I used to get my little cuss cliques. It's what I used to get my grandmother pieces. She loves sequence, Diane Carroll like. Some of these leaders are feral like. Let the people go so they can face the east and grow. Time for everything, everything is seasonal. I dreamed enough, everything is believable, it's feasible. If I was a Kennedy, I'd be a black Kennedy. Black car, black tux, this is black symmetry. Raised in the shot on my family from Tennessee. I remember me, Reem Dilla, we was in the D.
Riding through the city with the top
down. Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga. Working hand in hand and no avail. Volume 1 was too heavy for you frail niggas. So I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries and bold caps. Your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the work and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks. With my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down the nigga TL. I'm glad that you finally made it to the future. But you late and the price is through the motherfucking roof. If you want, you can wait outside the building. I ain't taking no more beatings. Step in the water. Water's cold.
I bring you greetings from the first church of New Baptist United Fellowship of Free Nationals. Reside a pastor and die back. And the first lady is a bad bitch with slanted eyelids and thick asses. Sunglasses, Martin Luther King fan for you bitch niggas sitting on my patent leather. Cause you turn this featherweight into a Cinderella. I ain't seen the ground in.
Mic check, is this thing on? I ain't even know if I would rap or just sing on. It took me a while, now I'm getting my swing on. Icarus and increments, sometimes I put wings on. Every hero ain't a hero till there's a theme song. So many tries, but every time it just sing wrong. Saturday night, just kicking it with my best man. Looked at my left hand, I got a ring on. Oh shit, how did we get here? Started with a kiss, then another kiss, then another kiss. Then a covered dish with white rice, greens, and smothered fish. I'm lying, it was just chicken, niggas was thugging it. Now we got
got a covenant, it's on a bond for life. In all my years, this was the easiest song to write. It's my confession in the rhyme, a testament, and I just wanna do my thing. As I talk about a feeling that cannot be explained, or a love that cannot be contained in a measurement of time. Some say it was a blessing in disguise. Scratch that, girl, you a lesson from the skies. And I thank God for my winnings, that's word to life Jennings. Finally letting go of the mistakes of my 20s. I admit that I'm not an easy sell, but I'm the PD to your Chiba tail. Your big boy to tell them bitches pay your people bill. My nigga be for real, swore I wouldn't do it again. My man said that'll change. First time is all about working through your baggage. Second time around, it's all about the baggage claim. Thank your maker, stack your paper with a real one. Major key, clavinet, lead them other hoes on read like clarinets. Gorgeous, no wrongs in this love song I wrote for us. Wedding play all day with no chorus. Let's try, let's try. This goes out, this goes out.
That I don't, just to make an appearance. I'm standing tall on the ball, leaning back. Black power look, I'm trying to bring the meaning back. Seems like a wish away. Chilling like a villain on the corner with a burner in a pickle plate. Freeze tag, nah, nigga, ease back. Sacking up the pea snack or the grease snack in the bee sack. Or maybe get the freezer. We get money on the spot where a G's up. And we never gon' slip up until we get the whole zip up. Tip up, crip up, die until the sun rise up. To the stars, county jail bars, beats and breaks. And you know when the night
comes.
Bloody dance floor. Violet Prince wig, what he stand for? Kimmy, ranking in lotus position, sit with the quickness. Like a twisted double shore, it's Miss. What is Christmas in the cat house? Copious Santa handed hoes blowing they backs out. 15. Meanwhile, at the aftermath of the dance floor, hit scene 16. Like Kimmy when he's pitting with blood gently dripping. It's something from Rudyard Kipling. Or Trevanian, well, Navalanian. Characteristics caricatured into ridiculous. And some mad fit, imagining the status of the bones that is fisted. They'll die a little later, or maybe later more, wearing something from Ader Thrower. Nigga rich and waiter poor. Firefighter igniting a paper wow inside of the place, bow and go.
Something. gotta persevere. I 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 gotta persevere.